Radio, broadcasting from Haglands Village on Romney Marsh, 24 hours a day. Channel Radio.
It certainly is Channel Radio. And of course, it's lunchtime on a Monday. Great start to the week. If you are tuned in, you are listening to Who Cares Wins, your wonderful health and well-being show with me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, and of course...
me, Jan Mulligan. Good Yay! Afternoon, everybody.
Across the waters again.
Across See, the waters.
Water. I haven't moved my water. Let me move my water. How are you, Jan?
I am very well. Yes.
Have you had a good week?
I have had a good week. This Indian summer that keeps coming and going.
It's fabulous,
it's fabulous.
Isn't it?
I was in the garden yesterday morning, doing a bit of digging and pruning.
Oh.
And suddenly thought, it's awfully warm.
I hope you were doing all those tips from last week
in
your garden with
yes.
all those
Bendies.
Health and well-being tips that we discussed. And if you missed it, don't forget, all of our archive shows are on our website. Remember, we do have a website. We're still developing it. We're still tweaking with it. But there is an archive there on whocareswinsradio.co.uk. Don't forget, if you want to talk to us today, we have a guest and she will be joining us via the telephone lines in about 5-10 minutes. And Louisa from louisayoga.com. And if you want to talk to her with questions, queries, concerns, thoughts, inspirations, aha moments, or anything else that you'd just like us to mention on air between now and 1 o'clock, you can contact us via the best method, of course, is through Twitter, which is @CaresWins. Or you can't ring in today because we're obviously on the phone with our guest, but you can send us an email, whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk. And we do have that live feed here in the studio so we can pick up your email. And of course, if you're on Facebook, we have our Facebook page. If you want to interact with us on Facebook, we can then pick up that message as well. So I hope you are sitting comfortably with your lunch, you're having a treat and making sure you're having a lunch break. No excuse now, you see, we're on at 12 o'clock so we can nag you.
She does, she's good at that.
One thing I would like to point out is we have been having a great massive influx of new followers. I went over the weekend, I was looking at various people on Twitter who were health and well-being related and started to click and follow them. And fantastic that they're all following back, which is lovely. I don't expect them to follow back, but it is really, really nice when we get more followers and they interact with us. So, of course, do get in touch if you want to be a future guest or even a sponsor of the show. We can talk to you about all of those marvellous things. Now, Jan, I have a couple of things I'd like to mention heads up here. Remember Jennifer Headley? We had the wonderful artist.
We did, with Bev Saunders, the framer.
Yeah, and Bev Saunders, the framer, with Jennifer Headley, the artist. Jennifer is... another participating artist at this event, which some of you may have been to, because you could actually go along and meet the artists on their invitation day, which was Saturday just gone. But the actual event is, it's called, let me get the proper details here, called Crossing Places, an exhibition by Ashford Visual Artists, if I can speak today. And it is on from the 24th of September through to the 30th. So it's on until tomorrow. Come and meet the artists. Was on Saturday. But there's all sorts of artists that are participating. There's 22 in total. At the Horsebridge Centre, which is 11 Horsebridge Road, Whitstable in Kent. CT51AF, if you have a sat-nav and you're driving. And it's Monday through to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's a good facility there. Nice cafe.
It's a lovely place.
Right by the seafront.
And it's great for public transport. So if you're coming by train, it's not very far. And you can go along. And, of course, Jennifer will be there.
Mention us.
So say
Who
that...
Who Cares Wins?
Who Cares Wins Radio sent you along. And, of course, if you may have even heard Jennifer's show. And if you haven't, of course, that is on the archive. WhoCaresWinsRadio.co.uk. Jan, there's also something because October, we're coming
October.
Up to it. It's only 2 days away.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Yes.
And October is month for a lot of things, isn't it?
a lot of things. We'll go through all the national awareness ones towards the end of the show.
If we get time.
You may have noticed last week that Angela and I were talking about some talks and events that we're going to be speaking at and attending.
Yes,
all around Mental World Health Day on the 13th of October. But as a consequence, there's an awful lot of organisations running mental health awareness events, training sessions, just awareness
Everywhere.
In general, all over the place. So we've got a couple to mention.
But some freebies, isn't there?
So absolutely. We like the freebies.
I like freebies.
So October in Kent is Live It Well, six ways even, to well-being in Kent. The website is www.liveitwell.com. mentalhealth.org.uk, and they've got some mental health awareness sessions dotted around the county of Kent.
You've signed up, haven't you?
Well, on another one.
Oh, it's another one.
That's another one. See,
oh,
more,
see? Sorry. More. Keep up, Angela, keep up.
But Live It Well are just one organisation that are doing this. So if you're not in Kent, around the country, around the world, there will be events that you can sign up to and get involved in. But the one I signed up for this morning, I'm really excited because it's all very nice, meeting people and presenting, but I like to learn as well. Mm. So Kent County Council have commissioned free, I'm going to repeat that, the Kent County Council have given away free training, and it's mental health first aid awareness courses. Again, it's through the liveitwell.org.uk website. You can find this. Latest-news, free-mental health-first aid training.
Why do we have to have so many hyphens?
I don't know. Every word there had a hyphen in between.
There is something. I'm sure I heard it on Business Bunker, which is another fine show on channelradio.co.uk every Tuesday from 1 till half 2 with Paul Andrews, Jules Serkin. There is something that was mentioned on one of their shows a while ago. It is something to do with why there's hyphens in URLs. But I can't remember what the answer is.
Apart from the fact that you can't read the words if they're all joined together with no break, no spaces, because you can't have a space. You have to have something.
You have to have some link. And you can't have a dot, because otherwise it
ends. Because that signifies a break.
Yeah.
So it's either a hyphen or an underline. And if you
put
an underline
in the techie world, weren't there, that will
know
why.
Then the URL loses the underline, because you would get the underline to the whole word anyway.
And you wouldn't see it.
You're going to get me off on a whole other
human
computer reaction topic.
I go off at a tangent.
I'm going to put my car into reverse and carry on about this course. It's run by Mental Health First Aid England. You can go on a full 2-day mental health first aid training course. You can go on a 2-day youth mental first aid training course. And you can go on a what's known as a first aid light course, which is just, I believe, a half day.
If that's those that you won't have any sandwiches.
Probably not. No. Was it slender bread for light? But, I mean, this is brilliant. This is the full day, 2 full-day courses worth over £350.
That's
if you
amazing.
Were to pay to attend.
That's
and
great.
I'm going to repeat this. Kent County Council have commissioned the free training.
That's excellent
so
to hear.
So sign up today. We'll post that on Facebook so you've got the link. But they're all over the place locally. Ashford, Tunbridge Wells, Dartford, Canterbury. So I've hopefully signed up for the Canterbury one. They say they will let you know, and I will check my email when I get back to the office.
Excellent.
But, you learn all sorts of things. What is mental health? About suicide, about anxiety, depression. Psychosis is what I'm trying to say. How to spot early signs, and it's aimed at anybody, whether you are wanting to help a family friend, member of the family, or whether you're working in the field and you want to be able to spot the early signs and help somebody. Obviously, you're not going to be a professional. You're going to signpost on.
Yes, there is
it's a great awareness course. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Fantastic. And on that health wellbeing note, because there is a slight confusion in my head, because one of the events that we're speaking at, and we've got the guests coming on the 6th of October,
yes,
are Social Enterprise Kent.
Yes.
And if Rebecca's listening, I know she's been retweeting us this morning, lovely, lovely lady. And we are speaking at an event, and they are signing the pledge of Time to Change, which is all around encouraging employers to make a change around awareness of mental health, and it not to be this thing, something to keep in a closet,
yes,
and not talk about and laugh at and ridicule. And they're actually signing it on, in brackets, Mental Health Awareness Day.
Yes.
But that's the 10th, Friday the 10th of October. And you've just said the 13th.
Well, I thought...
So there is a little bit of confusion out there on the World Wide Web.
Yes, so you're getting different dates for different people. I think it's because it's a world event, and maybe some people have allied it to a day in the week that works with their country.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'll have to confirm that.
Yes, we'll have to confirm what the actual official World Mental Health Awareness Day is.
Yes.
But yes, we're actually at an event on the 10th of October.
Which is a Friday.
And I've noticed on Twitter we have the wonderful Paul Andrews,
who
I mentioned.
Paul.
Just
you
must
well.
Have been was he earwigging when I mentioned?
I've mentioned
you already, Paul.
His ears were burning earlier.
Yeah, they obviously were. So he's tuned in, listening. Great stuff. And it's probably on TuneIn app. It's technology over there. And we have hopefully our guests now coming through on the landline, because that is the lovely Louisa Kirk, who we have been liaising with. She is another yoga teacher, and rather than me tell you all about her, we're going to get her to do that herself. While we get that organised, let's have a bit of music. Let's roll around in the deep with Adele.
there's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch that's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your fish bait.
Radio, broadcasting from Hagland's Village on Romney Marsh, 24 hours a day. Channel Radio.
Welcome back. Well, we were rolling around, but rolling around the studio rather than in the deep.
You don't want to know, listeners.
You are listening to Who Cares Wins with myself, Angela Bryce-Stevenson, and wonderfully, wonderfully, gloriously looking youthful, may I say, Jan?
Thank you. That's because I announced my birthday. Yes, good Jan Mulligan speaking.
And more
here.
Importantly, listeners, we have our guest on the line, and hopefully you're still there, Louisa Kirk. Let me bring her in. Hello, Louisa.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. So did you hear the music? Were you enjoying that and tapping your feet?
I did, yes, very much so.
Now, Louisa, for our listeners, you're ringing in from your studio in London, is that right?
That's right, yeah, that's great. Right.
Whereabouts is it in London? Remind me.
It's very near Baker Street, so pretty central.
Ah, so just Madame Tussauds and the Planetarium, yeah.
That's right. Sherlock Holmes.
Marvellous. So thank you for joining us, Louisa. I really appreciate your time taking out from the studio. And first of all, tell our listeners what you do.
So, I teach yoga. My journey into yoga started quite a few years back, and actually started with, perhaps should say, before the formal training, I have, when I was a young teenager, a spontaneous experience of dropping into a very deep space of silence, which I didn't understand at the time,
right.
And no one around me did. And that actually led me to searching for an answer, trying to understand what was happening to me, and led me to holding in my hands a book about yoga philosophy. I put that all on the back burner for quite a few years, and it wasn't until my mid-20s when I find myself bedridden with chronic fatigue, when I really reached to yoga as a way of helping me to get back on my feet and heal from the condition.
Fabulous.
And that from then on started my formal training in yoga, which took me through various paths, Iyengar yoga, which I think many of your listeners might be familiar with, and then learning with a few other teachers. And after a few years of practice, what really became very apparent to me that often the way I practice, it actually doesn't dissolve the tension, doesn't lead to greater freedom.
Right.
It actually solidifies my experience of being a body. And I started to expand my own practice and then leading people into practicing in a way that moves away from the form, moves away from achieving a form, which in yoga context is a particular set of asanas.
Yes.
And rather from just the experience of the movement or the breathing pattern or a mental pattern as it emerges. And then from there, it's just allowing ourselves to experience our being in a kind of wider context, not just a limited feeling of being a physical body moving.
Right. We're going into quantum physics now. That's the strange of, am I really a body? But if I can bring you back just a couple of steps there, you mentioned the Iyengar yoga, which is,
yeah.
I'm aware of it from my sort of studies and research into yoga. I myself are taking my own journey down the Hatha yoga route,
yeah.
Which is a particular style. But if you could explain to our listeners, Iyengar yoga, what's the difference? Is there a big difference? Is it certain different positions? Is it the way it's taught? What is it? What would, if a listener was like, well, which one do I do? Do I do Hatha,
yeah.
or do I do Iyengar, or do
right.
I do hot yoga, which is something
yeah.
else that's...
I think it can be pretty confusing these days with
yeah.
the yoga market, because there's so many different styles and traditions.
Mm.
And I think Hatha Yoga is pretty much like an umbrella that holds all those different styles that in terms of physical yoga practices that they have emerged more recently. And Iyengar Yoga in particular originated from a teacher, Indian teacher called B.K.S. Iyengar, who has recently passed on.
I saw
and,
that, yes.
At the very ripe age of late 90s.
Way to go! This is a sales
yeah.
point for yoga then.
Yeah,
longevity. Longevity.
Yeah.
That's what I'm aiming for. I want to live to 105. I'm very specific.
Not 105 and a half.
No, just 105. That'll
okay.
do me. Thank you. So, yes, it's a certain acknowledgement there. Yes, sorry.
Absolutely. And the Iyengar yoga in particular focused pretty much on creating a very stable ground, a very slow, very precise way in which we engage the mind to examine the movement. And it's a wonderful practice for anyone, really, and to start to experience the body this way, because we often live a little distance from the body. I mean, especially in the West, we very much value the power of the mind.
Yes.
As a result, we very often live in our heads.
Oh, yes.
So coming back into the body is a very valuable thing to do.
Mm.
But then it will be really interesting to experience, without necessarily moving into quantum physics, that in a very narrow own experience, can I sense myself in a deeper sense, just beyond the physical conditions, beyond the physical contractions,
mm.
which often is felt within the context of moving through yoga asanas.
Okay. And just for our listeners, again, the asanas, or we would describe as third positions or
postures
that you get into. So just again, if listeners are a complete newbie to yoga, which is Jan's waving at me now saying that.
That's me.
I thought you had done yoga, Jan.
No. Yoga to me, as I said in the tweet, is a mixture of meditation and playing Twister at the same time. That's the image that comes up. So it's interesting listening to Louisa with the Iyengar yoga being much slower. More precise. I like that.
I do. And also for me, it really links across, I'm sure you're aware, because am I right in saying that you know Louise Cox Chester from Mindfulness at Work? Oh, I might have lost you.
Sorry, I'm here. It's just there's a bit of crackle on the line. I didn't hear the last thing
that's
you
okay.
said.
I get confused, so forgive me in my old age, of whether you are connected with Louise Cox Chester of Mindfulness at Work.
I am, indeed, yes.
Yeah, so yes. You're very aware of the mindfulness content, which what you're talking about there in mindfulness sort of disciplines or areas is very, very similar in really connecting with the body and connecting with actually what's going on and what's here right now. As opposed to, I need to get my arm from down there to up there. And it's sort of an element of competitiveness, isn't there? So with your classes, this is something that really has evolved then. Am I right in what I'm hearing, that it's evolved from your learning, stroke your practice, your experiences over the year, but also your own personal journey of using yoga? And I'm intrigued, is this something that was referred, recommended to you to do when you were suffering from your chronic fatigue? Was somebody say, you know what you should do, Louisa, you should do yoga? Or was this something that you sort of started to, you know, put the things together like a jigsaw and made your own discovery?
I think more it was my own discovery. I kind of re-remember that experience that I had as a young person that made a really deep impression, that was both a little scary but also extremely, I want to use the word blissful, because it was. Mm. And it always puzzled me what happened to me at that time. I was suffering. I was in pain. I was unable to do anything, and I was in my mid-20s. So it really was a time when I wanted to engage with life fully, and I couldn't. So I kind of, somewhere at the back of my head was that remembrance of that really expansive, free feeling. And then I started to very slowly do a practice, meditate at home, and then take yoga classes, and happened to be Iyengar.
Okay.
And I think that's obviously how I then followed through the traditional Iyengar teacher training later on.
And of course, some of our listeners may be aware of your name, because we've been mentioning you for the last few weeks, because of all your wonderful workshops and talks that you've been doing, and you came down to Canterbury to do that. And I'm intrigued, the link with Canterbury, is it something that you know, there's a heart in Canterbury as well as London, or is that where you were born and you've moved out to London? I was intrigued, why choose Canterbury? Great place, well done, mm-hmm. Tick in the box, but I just wondered.
It is, it's a connection through friends. What really informs my yoga practice these days quite a lot is a Qigong. And I love that, feeling of energy, being able to sense the energy moving through the body, and really that's what Qigong practice in many ways is all about, the ability to sense and harness the what yoga would call prana, which is our life force, and what Qigong would call qi. And the connection to Canterbury is through a group of friends in London who practice Qigong together. And two of those lovely people are very gifted acupuncturists. They very recently opened a clinic in Canterbury, in the heart of Canterbury, called Concord House Clinic.
Right.
And they have invited me to teach there.
I see, yes. And, of course, we know of the Concord Clinic because one of our guests actually last year, the year before.
Practices at
Florence,
Concord,
and
Sophrology.
Also you may know Wendy Watson. I think she's been along there too.
Reflexology.
Flair, can't say it.
But I need to take you back because you've used a couple of words there.
Yes.
As a novice or a complete ignoramus of yoga. Qigong, did you say?
Okay. So qi equals prana. Prana equals life force. So this is something that animates human body.
Right.
We could say this is on the level of physiology. This is obviously the energy that is or the oxygen, we could say, that is burned in the cells.
Right.
And then provides fuels the body. But right. There is more subtle element of this. The practice of Qigong is what helps us to sense that inner feeling of energy or strength or connection, and then also grow it within our own being.
Right. Okay.
Mm. And it's an ancient tradition that originated in China, more or less at the same time as yoga, which originated in India. So we could say it's like a sister practice.
Mm. Okay.
And in my own journey, somewhere along the line, I just met a wonderful Chinese teacher, and that gave me that a slightly different insight into the practice of yoga, and really helped me to sense the body from a sort of less substantial point of view. In yoga, we are often concerned with the moving the muscles and bones in certain ways, and mm-hmm. then maybe if we get a little deeper into it, we can sense into the organic body and the fluids and the tissues, and then takes us a level deeper still into this sort of more energetic simmering of our bodies.
Wow. Deep stuff.
Deep stuff.
It is deep stuff.
It's kind of, when I talk about it, I feel a little esoteric, but mm-hmm. it can be felt by anyone. It's actually very easy to be able to sense our own energy, a little harder than to learn to move it and use it for healing, but to sense it is a very easy thing. Anyone can do it almost immediately.
Really? Could we do it on air, or do we need to be face-to-face?
Not necessary. I mean, a very simple practice of simply rubbing your hands together. If you have got your hands free, if you
yes.
can do that.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
And
now.
Then just rub it for a little while, and then just take it apart, and then try to bring it closer together as you play an accordion. And then you can feel in between the hands that there is a sort of a sensation. Becomes more like a substance, like there's something there. And also in your palms, you probably feel maybe a little tingling. Maybe a little warmth.
I do feel the warmth from obviously rubbing them together.
There
yeah.
you go. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's that a sense of a body being alive and pulsating inside.
Wow. But it is, yes, you're absolutely right, Louisa, that effectively our body is alive and everything is, I always find it amazing and just in awe of what our bodies do. They are there, fantastic,
yeah.
fantastic little machines.
Yes.
Or big in my case, but anyway. Let's give your voice a rest there, Louisa, because that's a load of information that if our listeners are tuning in, they need to perhaps digest that for a moment.
Okay.
And I did ask you for some songs that you have as favourites or that are uplifting or motivating. And the one I've chosen to play today is the one that you gave me called Hand It Over.
Okay.
Which I quite find it's quite upbeat. It's quite a spirited song. So let's enjoy that for a moment, and our listeners can bop away, or maybe just write down a few questions. Don't forget, if you want to get hold of us or a question for Louisa, then on Twitter it's @CaresWins, or send us an email, whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk. We'll talk to you in a moment.
If your problems won't go away, and your worries night and day, hand it over. Get on your knees and pray. If you're sick, feeling low, got no money, got nowhere to go, hand it over. Get on your knees. Can't find. All you need is a hand to hold. It'll heal your body, lead your soul. The road is dark and you can't find your way. Let the spirit light the way. Hand it. So keep fine. All you need is a hand to hold. It'll heal your body, feed your soul. The road is dark, you can't find your way. Let the spirit light the way.
Channel Radio, broadcasting from Hagland Village on Romney Marsh, 24 hours a day. Channel Radio.
Welcome back. You are listening to Who Cares Wins show, the health and wellbeing show on channelradio.co.uk. Monday afternoons, the lunchtime slot. No excuses to have lunch and listen to our Dorset Turns. Mine, Angela Bryer Stevenson.
And mine, Jan Mulligan.
Well, hey. But more importantly, our guest, Louisa Kirk. Louisa, are you still with us?
I am.
Marvellous. So hopefully you had a bit of that tune there. Is that special in any particular way or just one of the many songs you love?
Oh, I think it's a lovely upbeat track, and I think it actually very much goes with the yoga philosophy, which sometimes you just have to give up. And just allow something bigger to take over.
Very much. So I like it. And I think that, is it the first words out, something about if you've got a problem, you know, how you look at solving it and how you look at helping yourself. Yeah. And we were talking about yoga and your style of yoga, Iyengar, but how you've developed and sort of evolved that with other practices and other experiences yourself. And, of course, how yoga helped you recover from your chronic fatigue syndrome. Is that, well, yeah, chronic fatigue.
Yeah. Yeah.
And how that's helped you on your own healing process.
Definitely.
One thing we did just go off a little tangent, because also the link with the
Qigong
and yes. also the center that you've now delivered your workshops. But you did a couple of workshops, but also a talk, didn't you? But your workshops were more on the breath, I seem to recall.
Yeah, one of the workshops was on the breath, breath for well-being, and I think it's a really amazing tool to connect to. It's a very readily available tool. It's always with us. It's really literally at the end of our nose. And it's very underused. And within yoga practices, there is a lot of focus on breath. And there is also a sort of the way I like to work with the breath is coming back to that a breath that we were born with, that breath that we all had as little children,
yep.
which was flowing free, and that breath often gets constricted when we grow up into other with all the stresses that we experience in our lives. So there was one of the workshops. The other one was on therapeutic subject as well. It was yoga for hypertension, which again is a big issue for many people, and that it's very much connected to the way we breathe too, and obviously how we respond to stresses in our lives.
Wow, fantastic. And again, are you looking at doing more of those later on in the year or perhaps
yes,
next year?
I have another date booked for Friday, 21st of November.
Uh-huh.
And that will be very probably connected to the breath as well, as I had a very good response from the groups I was working with, and they all wanted a little bit more to work with the breath, to connect with the same similar subject, maybe in slightly different context.
Right, so there could be some more on the horizon.
And is that back in Kent as well?
It's back in Kent.
Excellent.
It's the same clinic in Concord House Clinic in Canterbury.
So we'll make sure we let listeners know about that and
yep.
give you a shout out.
Do let us know, Louisa, so we can
thank
post
you.
That.
Yeah,
Talking
be.
Of Canterbury, I spy on Twitter, we have Fruitworks Company, which is a wonderful hub in Stour Street in Canterbury. We've got a tweet. They're saying they're all listening in to the show, talking about yoga and overcoming fatigue. So there you are, Louisa. Another link into Canterbury.
Fantastic.
So, yes, even Fruitworks have sometimes some evenings, create evenings. So maybe Louisa might want to do a talk there in the future. Now, Louisa, if I can bring you back to your sessions, you actually offer, am I right, you offer classes, but you also can do individual sessions?
Yes, I do do quite a lot of individual work. I think the work that I do is particularly suited for one-to-one work in that I offer a lot of space to go deeper into the practice, and it's very much a, well, it's good for anything really or anyone, but for especially therapeutic subjects, if someone is struggling with chronic stress, obviously chronic fatigue, since I have quite a lot of experience in this myself from my own life. And the sessions that I do, they are a little different maybe from an ordinary class experience in that I tend not to focus on the form, which in context of yoga practice is yoga asanas, so postures that we talked about already, and really take the people I work with kind of deeper into the experience. And then from that, sometimes the wonderful things emerge and open up. And often we simply don't realize how much we struggle in our lives. And that's not just obviously on yoga mat, in yoga class, but in a wider context. And when we allow ourselves to just drop that and sort of open up to the experience of being lived through, because there is this life force moving through us, that, that wonderful discoveries can happen.
Indeed, indeed.
How long would a session be?
An hour and 15 minutes. I find it's quite a good balance if I work one-to-one with people, because normally there is a little bit of time that gets chopped away at either end of the session, which normally gives us a whole 60 minutes to work.
Great. And I am assuming this would all be done in person. You wouldn't, or would you engage in a Skype conversation or a telephone conversation to start with?
Yes, Skype, and then face-to-face? Telephone a little harder, Skype a little easier, in person the best. But yes, I've done both.
Great. Right. And one of the things that I wanted to find out is it for only, you know, are you looking at people that come to you, your target audience, if you like? Oh, business heads going on now. but are they people that are suffering, for example, the chronic fatigue, or they are sort of feeling just maxed out with their life and a work or career or things that are going on in homes? Or are you that people look for yoga and then find you and find that actually there's, it's just more than yoga, and they actually look at contacting you because there's sort of some extra essence to it? How do people come to you? What's the majority?
Yes, I think it's both ways really. I think because of my kind of a therapeutic angle, I do tend to work with people with a variety of stress-related conditions.
Right.
But sometimes people who might have been practicing yoga for a long time, and they feel maybe there is something missing there, and they're looking for just this maybe a little different, something different, a little extra depth that might help them on their own journey. And I worked with people who trained to become a yoga teacher, and they are looking for a slightly different angle to give their own students and obviously enrich their own practice. Often if yoga is done just from a very purely physical perspective, it can become a little repetitive.
Yes.
Even though we have a set of, you know, 300 asanas, 300 postures to work with, it can become a bit mechanical. And it's sometimes when people practice for 15, 20 years, there comes a point that they question, what else is there?
Yes, yeah, there's an element. And also there's the sort of motivation of why they're coming and what they're looking for. Is it they're seeing it as an exercise class, or is it something more and what you described earlier about there's actually, you know, a deeper connection and there's other stuff going on underneath, which can obviously then erupt. And I'm assuming then you have signposts for people if they then need further help or that consultations that go beyond your sphere of support.
Absolutely, sure. I mean, there is a whole the whole network of a variety of practitioners that are available. But what I like to emphasize is that how I work, it's a very gentle way. I've never pushed people beyond where they feel comfortable to go. I mean, there is a lot of depth to this practice, but it's done in a way that feels very step by step. It's like a opening of a layer, or perhaps maybe a more precise, it will be like a stripping of a layer, because yoga is very much, it's a deconstruction process. You know, it's not kind of building on and acquiring more. It's just taking away yet another layer of false perception or false belief or identity that really is not true anymore.
Interesting.
So you mentioned there that, you know, obviously some of your clientele have stress, strain, some medical problems possibly. Are you able to assist somebody who might have either a sensory or a physical disability?
I would work with anyone case by case basis. Obviously, I'm not a medical professional, so I would stay away from any diagnosis.
Sure.
But the thing that I find works for absolutely everyone is that feeling of just settling into oneself and letting go of mental constructs, of the physical tensions, of the breath being constricted. So there's a lot that can be done regardless of the condition or the problem that we're facing.
Right. And we've already mentioned that you've got your studio in Baker Street and that you've come down to Kent to do courses and talks. Do you ever visit people in their own homes?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I have done in the past, and I do that. Obviously, it depends on what else is going on in my life and the time available. Especially if someone is unable to travel and they would like some assistance and help, I'm very happy to do that.
And do you have sort of a nominal geographical area for that, or are you prepared to go anywhere?
I work obviously within London, I do spend a fair amount of time in Kent as well, and have a little a retreat, a weekend retreat in Whitstable, hide away from a hassle and bustle of London. So Canterbury, Kent, Canterbury, Whitstable, these are the places where I spend some time in.
Right, so we can share that with. We obviously won't share your hidey hole. No. Even we don't know that. We can let
the secret is out on channelradio.co.uk. Yes.
They'll be hunting you down. But obviously, we'll let listeners know that you know you're not just in a studio. You can go further afield, and that might be of interest to somebody.
Mm. And the other thing I noticed, Louisa, on your website, which you have, you've got two websites, haven't you? One that's just been launched, which was the louisakirk.com one that I was looking at, but you also have the other website, which is Body Mind Unbounded.
That's right.
Are they both going to stay up, or is one sort of superseding the other?
Oh, now that's a big question. this is all very boring and to do with technology. Basically, that older website was it was based on a very old program that required coding, and it's. And obviously, as technology moved on, this latest one, it's been built with ease on a new platform that requires very little knowledge of coding. And eventually, that old one will probably slip away. I mean, some of the information may be lifted onto some other platform.
Sure.
But the louisakirk.com, it's got the latest information.
So that's where we need to make sure, if anyone is wanting to explore and look at all the detail in more depth, or perhaps remind themselves of things you've mentioned, then the louisakirk.com is the best website to look at. Great. Although I expect people in Fruitworks now are all busily taking down your details and your numbers and having a look at your website.
Absolutely.
From their backgrounds of technology. There's a lot of them there that look at websites, design websites. So I'm sure you may even have people that say, oh, I'll offer you some help.
That'd be wonderful.
So, when you're down in Canterbury, there could be some bartering perhaps going on.
Some useful things, absolutely.
And the other thing I noticed, Louisa, you did, from your own interest in the mind, you then went on to do your NLP, your neuro-linguistic programming, which I'm also aware of, and I'm intrigued. Who did you train with?
Oh, I trained with International Training Seminars in London, Ian McDermott.
Oh, right, yes.
Is the person heading it. I have to say, if anyone considers doing this, I'd highly recommend both the course and obviously the subject matter. Mm. It has opened my perception to a lot of things I wasn't aware of, and both in the way how I express myself, and then how I construct my own limits and set of beliefs, and helped me very much in working with people where I hear people telling me the stories, and I hear them perhaps not consciously explaining how they want to achieve something and then how they can't achieve it. So it's a lovely tool to use both for yourself and if you're in a obviously helping profession to work with other people. It can be done in a very subtle way. And beauty of NLP is that it doesn't have to, even the story itself doesn't have to be transparently out there to really work with an issue that is helping us perhaps achieve something that we want in life.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a great tool to have in your toolkit alongside what you do. Well, that's fantastic. We'll take another break now. We're going to have a bit of music, which I chose because of, funnily enough, the subject we just had around breath. And so I'm going to have a little song now from the Hollies, The Air That I Breathe. Enjoy.
Can't think of anything.
Channel Radio, broadcasting from Hagland's Village on Romney Marsh, 24 hours a day. Channel Radio.
Yes, it is channelradio.co.uk on a marvellous Monday afternoon. I trust you are enjoying your lunch as you are tuned in to Who Cares Wins show, your health and wellbeing show, here on Channel Radio with me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson.
And me, Jan Marley. I'm going to talk all over the top of you.
You've got your glasses on there. You look very official. Yes.
Can't
and
see
we've had a marvellous guest on the air with Louisa Kirk. Thank you so much, Louisa, for your knowledge and information sharing there. Fantastic.
Thank you for having me and allowing me to share.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And just before you disappear back to your busy world, is just to clarify contact details for people. So we've mentioned your website, and also you have mobile, you also have email. And I'll just double check. I've got a mobile here of 07941 912 915. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Marvellous. And also your marvellous email, I just think it's fabulous, is Louisa Yoga, that's Luiza Yoga, at cheerful.com.
We like that.
I like that domain. Very nice. Louisa, before you disappear, what's the one thing, what's the most important thing that you feel you've learnt along your experiences of practice and your own journey here?
Well, if that was to choose just one thing, I think it has to be that anyone, absolutely anyone, can learn to stand on their own two feet and be absolutely self-reliant. And sometimes, especially maybe when we are challenged by ill health or some other emotional or mental stuff that's happening in our life, it's a bit difficult to see that. But if we allow ourselves to just settle down into ourselves and a little stillness, a little space, there are a lot of answers that are already actually there. They're already present. Mm. And again, I'd say that our culture doesn't give, I think, body wisdom enough credit, and encourages us to search out somewhere else for answers. And it's obviously extremely valuable to have great teachers be able to read inspirational books. But unless we kind of take time to really find out what works for us and give ourselves space to figure out that from the inside, it will always be somebody else's story. It's like, how can we take this and embody that? And I think that's an amazing thing about this practice, that has got this embodied element, that through the movement we can explore things, we have a breath practice that we can explore things, and of course the cherry on the cake, the meditation practice, or just the simple practice of allowing us to settle down into those gaps between the two breaths gives
indeed.
Us the ability for things to emerge from inside.
Yeah, that's so right. Just noticing the gap between the breath. Yeah, there is one. People don't think there is, but there is. Very quickly before you disappear, I did chuckle because we've just shared off air about your Twitter handle, which is, for those of you that want to follow Louisa, she is Louisa Yoga. So if you follow her on Twitter, or go and find her at Louisa Yoga. But bless her, Louisa actually only joined Twitter because I was getting on the show and I said that I would be talking about her on Twitter. So she went off and signed up to Twitter. What a good girl you are, Louisa. Proud of
you. Thank you very much.
And
yes,
you can now
finding me. Yeah. I have to find myself first on Twitter. But
well, you can get a little bit more help, but the basics are just keep retweeting and we'll retweet and just get your voice out there. So have a great rest of the week, Louisa. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much and thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Take care.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, lovely Louisa, who we got somebody else on Twitter.
We
fantastic.
Have.
And very quickly, we are running out of time, and there's a few events that I did want to mention that are linked with the subject of yoga, so I thought it was perfectly timed. I, as you know, am starting my own training in yoga teaching. But I'm actually now signed up with the British Wheel of Yoga, and I'm going to do their foundation course. And if anyone else is interested in this foundation course, it is actually going to be held in the Eden Centre, which is over in Edenbridge. And if you're wanting more details, then the lovely Lena Newstead, who's the teacher, and a very good friend of Kathy May, who I've also trained with in mindfulness. And so the course starts next month, the end of October. So if you want to sign up, then contact contact Lena. It's Lena Newstead. That's L-I-N-A. Newstead is N-E-W-S-T-E-A-D at talktalk.net. And of course, we'll put her website on the Facebook page as well, because there's a couple of retreats that she's doing. She's doing a couple of Spirit of Yoga days at a studio in Canterbury in Kent, a different studio to the one that Louisa mentioned. It's canterburyyoga.co.uk. So do have a look at those. But yes, if you're wanting to get onto the foundation course, then hurry up. And I'm going to be there. So that's even more reason to attend, surely. Jan, you've got some other events there, have you not?
I have indeed.
Before we go off air.
These are actually tomorrow. It's International Day of Older People.
So oh, well, that's very appropriate for me.
You and I are just about to roll over into that category. Not quite yet. But it's celebrating the knowledge and the skills that older people have.
Yeah, and, which they do.
It's too easy for young people to dismiss us oldies.
Oh, yes.
But we get our revenge.
I do like young people. That sounded weird.
Let's move swiftly onwards. On Tuesday, the 9th of October, a free event run by Kent Association for the Blind.
None
it's an exhibition of services, new technologies and equipment to help people with sight and hearing loss. And it's going to be held at the Maidstone Leisure Centre, Moat Park, Maidstone, ME15-7RN. It runs from 10 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And it's free, because we like free events.
We do like free.
That's Thursday the 9th.
Oh, wow. I'm just looking at all my bits of paper. I'm surrounded by paper. Whatever happened to having a
paperless office? Doesn't work.
The Wellbeing Summit is the other event that we are speaking at, which we have mentioned the last couple of weeks. And that
is the symposium. Is that something else?
No. This is the Being Well Matters, which is being organised by the Chartered Institute of Personal and Development.
CIPD.
My institute. Mine personally, I set it up, yes. And they are having on the 5th of November, which is National Stress Awareness Day.
Ah.
And so we will be speaking at that event. We're going to tell you more about it over the next few weeks. And also we've got them coming on the show the week before their event. So I think it's October, November time. It's before the 5th anyway. But the event is at the Hilton Hotel in Maidstone. If you want to find out more, then have a look. Or even email them, events@cipdbranches.co.uk. Of course, the website, if you want to have a look, is the Chartered Institute. So it's cipd.co.uk/branch/Kent.
Excellent.
And all the events that Kent run are there, of which one of them is the Being Well Matters.
Great. Another quick one. Wednesday, the 8th of October, another free event. It's a conference and exhibition. It's Manufacturing and Engineering Expo 2014. And you might be thinking, what's that got to do with health and well-being?
Hmm.
Well, as an ergonomist, this fascinates me, because this is about finding products that will suit the needs of an individual rather than just all using the same thing and getting aches and pains or
diversity.
Stress. Diversity. So that's another Maidstone. It feels like we're in love with Maidstone today.
And Canterbury.
It's at the Kent Event Centre in Maidstone. Next Wednesday, the 8th, runs from 8:30 to 4:30 in the afternoon. It's free. You have to register online, though, so I'll post the web link on Facebook.
That's great, because we are running out of time, folks. Yes, that hour whizzes by. So health and well-being for another day and another week is finished. And we do have more people. CIPD Kent have been invited to air to promote Wellbeing Summit on the 5th of November. They're a bit nervous.
They don't need to be nervous.
Down here at Cares Winds, at the Cares Winds head office.
We're very friendly.
We'll
even make them a cup.
We do, yeah. Cup of tea. Let us know your choice. We can even go and buy the tea bags. So we are off out of here in a moment or two. We have enjoyed talking to Louisa Kirk of louisakirk.com, that's her website now, all about her wonderful yoga practice and her breathing practice that she does with her clients. I've obviously enjoyed being in here with Jan and being looked after by Jan. She gives me my glasses of water. And we will, of course, because we can't get all of the events in great detail, when we have our guests, we're trying to juggle the time. So rest assured, all the events that we have been notified about, we will put more detail on our Facebook page. So do pop along to Facebook, Who Cares Wins Radio. You'll find us, give us a like, and also on our Twitter @CaresWins, pop along, follow us, let us know what you're up to. We can retweet, we can share it, we can shout out about it.
She's good at shouting, folks. You may have noticed.